Science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to ThinkWorks, the podcast for people who like to think, because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to ThinkWorks, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And this week, I really want to talk about, it's a follow-up to last week's Quiet Systems podcast, and I really want to talk about something that sits quietly underneath modern life, modern work, modern productivity culture, this whole drive to be, you know, better, faster, do more, go deeper, all this kind of stuff that we hear day in and day out from political leaders, business leaders, our bosses. It's even crept into modern self-improvement in many ways as well. And it's this insidious, in my opinion, idea that if something is loud, fast, visible and relentless, then it must be working. And the problem is, for a lot of people, it isn't working at all. In fact, it's slowly grinding them down. So today's episode is called Why Loud Systems Fail Quiet People. And I think this might connect with you a lot more than what you realise. Because, I'm sorry folks, being loud and fast and busy is not necessarily being, productive, if you want to put it in those terms. But it certainly isn't something that helps you contribute long term into any kind of positive outcome or design or project, or whatever it is you want to call it. You've got to actually look at the basics and getting things right, which is the quiet, unsexy work that needs to be done, rather than going, you know, further, faster, harder. It's just this modern, it's like we've gone back to the 80s, if we ever left the 80s, that culture. And it's a culture that actually is responsible more than anything for the low productivity levels, again, if you want to measure things simply in that basis, that we currently experience in the rest of, in the Western world, especially in the UK. So let's break this down. So really, we've got an age of noise at the moment. We live in a world that rewards visibility, people being busy, people looking busy. It's constant visibility is kind of like the drive. It's be active, be posting, be producing, be networking, be scaling, be building, be grinding, be optimizing, be always on. And if you're not visibly doing these things, modern culture can make you feel as though you're falling behind. This is not a philosophy that I have ever ascribed to, and it isn't one that I'm going to actually say that anyone should follow at all today. So let me be clear, there's nothing wrong with ambition. There's nothing wrong with hard work. There's nothing wrong with wanting to improve yourself or build something meaningful. But somewhere along the way, we kind of started confusing noise with progress, and they're not the same thing. Some systems are designed around visibility. In fact, most systems are today designed around visibility rather than effectiveness. They're built around appearance rather than sustainability. They're built around constant output rather than meaningful growth, and that's important. And quiet people often suffer most inside those systems. So let's break this down. What do I mean by quiet people? I don't mean introverts. I don't simply mean introverts at any rate. I mean people who think deeply, they process carefully, they create slowly, they need reflection time, they work steadily, they dislike performance culture, and they prefer meaning over noise. And people who often produce their best work work in calm spaces rather than chaotic ones. The problem is that modern systems often interpret quietness as weakness. If you're not constantly shouting about what you're doing, people assume that you're not doing anything. And if you're not constantly online, constantly visible, constantly reacting, you can start becoming invisible inside the system itself. And that just creates enormous pressure for people to become performers instead of thinkers. I remember years ago, decades ago, in fact, I was helping a company move away from their traditional industry and their way of delivering products to their customers into a more service-oriented culture. And I was brought in to help them do that. And I sat there and I came up with some ideas and we got some basics in place. And that was all good and good. And after about a year, I realized we needed to give it an oomph. We needed to get the salespeople really kind of engaged. So for days and days and days, I went to work. I sat there, phone off, eyes closed, computer screen off. And I thought. I was thinking things through. Would this work? Would that work? What about that? And I'd have my journal open. I'd make some notes. And then I'd close my eyes again. How would that work? How about this? How would that work? And then after, in the second week, so about 7 working days, say, I rocked up, gave my boss this absolute, I mean, it was ins and outs of everything, a marketing plan, a sales plan, a campaign plan, and it became the most successful thing that the company ever did. And the reason for that is I'd taken the time to reflect, to think it through, make sure I hadn't left anything out, covered all the bases, what were the messaging, catch the wave was the actual tagline that we created, and we created this whole campaign. I remember my boss at the time saying to me, "You really hack me off sometimes." She didn't say hack. You don't look like you're doing anything, and then you just present this. I mean, this is a massive piece of work. I said, "Well, when I looked like I wasn't doing anything, this is what I was preparing." And they got it. From that point onwards, I was left alone to actually do what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. Because they suddenly realized there was method in my madness. And this is the problem. I was lucky. I had a boss and a sales and marketing director at the time as well, who fully understood that that's how to get the best out of me. Just let me be to come up and plan and plot and chart a course. So I was lucky, but not everyone has that kind of management team. And this is where this kind of idea of the hustle culture comes into the picture. So again, balance does matter. I'm not saying it doesn't. Discipline matters, effort matters, consistency matters. But what hustle culture does, it often pushes us into something much more extreme. And that it pushes that your value is tied directly to your output, and not just any output. It has to be visible output. So therefore, we feel we must always be busy, productive, available, building, responding, moving. Rest starts looking lazy. Reflection starts looking unproductive. Stillness starts looking suspicious. I've had all these reactions in my career throughout my life, and I've seen other people go through the same kind of pain as well. And yet some of the most important human activities require quiet, deep thinking, creativity, healing, emotional processing, strategy, learning, wisdom. None of these happen particularly well when you live in an environment of permanent noise, or a culture of permanent noise. And there is a health cost to all this. I think one of the reasons why so many people are exhausted right now, particularly in the UK, and we've got these low productivity messages coming at us all the time, and the workforce is, you know, they don't understand why productivity is low. It's because the machine is broken. were exhausted. People are exhausted because they're trying to operate at a volume level that their nervous system was never designed to sustain. Fight or flight was supposed to be a burst of adrenaline that got you out of a particular situation when a saber-toothed tiger appeared. What we've got in modern work life is that fight or flight response every minute of every working hour. And they wonder why their staff are burnt out. They wonder why their staff take sick days, many sick days in some cases, and they particularly wonder why there's such a mental health epidemic going on in the Western world, particularly in the UK. It's just what people forget is the body does keep score of all that adrenaline surge and constant noise. And eventually that stresses accumulate. You know, focus fragments, sleep suffers, emotional resilience drops, thinking becomes reactive instead of deliberate. And because modern culture normalizes exhaustion, people often assume the problem is themselves. And so, and this is what I see with a lot of so-called coaching systems and self-improvement systems. You know, you need more discipline, you need to push harder, you need to optimize better. And sometimes, yeah, that's true, we need to get some processes and some systems in place that can help us to do all that. But the system itself is simply too loud too many times. It's too much stimulation, it's too much urgency, it's too much psychological input, it's too much demand for constant reaction. And quiet people often notice this earlier than others because their nervous systems tend to react more strongly to overload. And if you're going through this or you've gone through this, this is not your fault, and I need you to hear me on this. And if you're a manager or a business owner and you've seen staff go into this overload, you are the one that is at fault, and you need to understand that, and you need to change your ways. Otherwise, I'm going to come and I'm going to tell you face to face, and you wouldn't like that. So you just need to understand that different people work in different ways, and you need to look at your systems and processes and make sure that it's not busy looking busy. It's actually busy, but also giving everyone room to breathe, think, plan, structure. It's so important. And quiet systems, therefore, to me, they work so much better than this culture that we've got, this hustle culture that we currently have. Because quiet systems are not weak systems. They are sustainable systems. They reduce unnecessary friction. They lower dependence on motivation. They create calm repeatability. Then crucially, they still work on bad days, and that's the key. Anybody can operate effectively when they feel inspired, energized, confident and motivated. The real question is, what happens then when you get tired? What happens when life gets messy? What happens when you don't feel like doing the thing? Quiet systems are designed for reality, not performance. So, for example, a writing habit that works quietly every evening, a thinking routine protected from interruption, turn the phone off. Boundaries around notifications and inputs, consistent planning instead of emotional reacting, and systems, crucially, that are designed around energy management rather than endless output. These things don't look impressive on social media, I will give you that. But they build real lives, and they give the platform, if you want to measure productivity, they give the platform for the majority of people to be able to be productive for you and your business, or for yourself to be productive, because you're giving yourself that time to rest, reflect, plan, come back strong. It's really important. Because I think above all else, creativity needs space. Creative people especially often struggle enormously in loud systems, because creativity is not just output, it's incubation. And let's face it, guys, it's creativity that we need to get out of the mess we're currently in terms of the ever-decreasing amount of kind of just this productivity level that everyone keeps harping on about. It's not improving, in fact it's getting worse. If you want to, I mean, I would rather measure on contribution. I've said this many, many times. But even on a productivity basis, we need to understand that you need to give creative people room to plan, to think, to reflect, to incubate. They need connection, they need observation, they need reflection, they need pattern recognition. Ideas, in particular, need space to breathe. But modern environments often destroy that space before ideas have a chance to develop properly. We interrupt all the time, and we interrupt ourselves constantly as well. So we get notifications, we get feeds, we get messages, we get content, we get updates, we get urgency. And eventually the mind starts adapting to interruption itself. That's one reason so many people feel mentally noisy all the time. Their attention never settles long enough to deepen, and without depth, creativity itself becomes reactive rather than meaningful. And thinking is quiet work. I mean, the whole point of ThinkWorks is this whole idea of asking questions and giving yourself time to think and to learn and to bring in and assimilate ideas and strategies and hacks and concepts that you can use across aspects of your life. And it's a core ThinkWorks idea. Thinking is quiet work. Real thinking is really frantic. It's reflective. It's multi-layered. It's slow enough to connect ideas properly. And the problem with loud systems is that they often reward speed over understanding. So you get fast takes, instant reactions, immediate certainty. But wisdom usually arrives slower than that. Quiet people often understand this instinctively. They pause before speaking. They think before reacting, and they observe before concluding. And ironically, those qualities are becoming more valuable precisely because they are becoming rarer. Now, there's a bigger truth in all this as well. I think one of the biggest lies modern culture tells people is this: if you are not visibly accelerating, you must be failing. But growth is not always loud. I've always said progress over perfection is one thing, in terms of if you try to be perfect, you're never going to move forward. But in measuring your progress, it needs to be, where are you compared to where you were yesterday? That's all it needs to be. It doesn't need to be competing against anyone else. It doesn't need to be competing against anyone's plans. It's where are you today that's advanced you, even if it's just a couple of steps, a little bit further along from where you were yesterday. That's a different thing from constantly racing and accelerating and thinking you've got to go harder and faster. If I heard that phrase one more time from our governments, I swear I'm going to scream so loud that everyone will hear me even without my podcast. So growth is not always loud. Sometimes the most important changes in life happen quietly. You get better habits, calmer thinking, stronger boundaries, deeper understanding, improved health, emotional stability, clearer direction. None of those necessarily look dramatic from the outside, but they do change everything over time. Trust me on this one. And that's important to remember, because systems built around visibility often fail to recognize invisible progress. But invisible progress is still progress. So maybe the goal isn't becoming louder. Maybe the goal is becoming clearer. It's becoming more intentional, more sustainable, more grounded, more aware of what actually helps you function well long term. Because loud systems often burn people out. But quiet systems build lives. They actually build the processes. They actually build the creativity. They build the platform for contribution that we need to see to actually increase productivity levels, rather than this constant churn and burnout that we are currently experiencing. Oh, you enjoyed that. It's a quick run through of just some of the concepts that I've started to think about coming out of my book, U2.0 Build Yourself Better. Remember, you need to keep asking questions. You can also come and ask questions of me, or give me your own ideas about quiet systems versus loud systems. So if you go to darreninform.com/community, go to there. There's three doors. You click on the ThinkWorks Recent, and there'll be a post pinned to the wall that is for this particular episode, for you to ask questions or come and have a chat with me about some aspects of what we've discussed. I think it's very important, above all else, that we pause, reflect, think of questions, and then seek to get the answers to those questions. Take care, everyone. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to ThinkWorks. Don't forget you can join in the conversation by visiting darreninform.com/community and finding the corresponding post for this episode. You've been listening to ThinkWorks, a podcast for thinkers.